One evening, bored with a fashionable party which he was attending, he left abruptly and slid down the banister. At the bottom, he slipped off and landed squarely on a stout gentleman about to ascend the stairs. Jules blurted out the first thing that came into his head. "Have you had your dinner, sir?" he asked. The other replied that he had. He had dined wonderfully on an omelet made in the style of Nantes. To this, Vernet retorted, "Bah, no one in Paris can make one." "Can you?" asked the stout fellow. "Of course. I am from Nantes," said Jules. "Very well, then. Come to dinner next Wednesday and cook the omelet." With that, he handed the young man his card and continued up the steps. It was Alexander Dumas, author of The Three Musketeers. You could have knocked Jules over with a breadstick. Knowing Dumas confirmed young Vernet's desire to be an author, Jules, urged on by the older man, made up his mind he would do for geography what Dumas had done for history. He began spending his days reading and writing and forgot completely that he was in Paris to become a lawyer. His father, impatient with the boy's neglect of his studies, cut off his allowance. Jules obtained a small job in a theater, but the years that followed were lean ones. "I eat beefsteak that a few days ago was pulling a cart through the streets of Paris," he wrote to his mother. Once he ate nothing but dried prunes for 3 days because he had spent his food money on a set of Shakespeare. He was ragged and cold. "My stockings," he told a friend, "are like a spider web in which a hippopotamus has been sleeping."